You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to Comics with My Kids, a podcast with Maddie D.
Melody D.
And we are reviewing a book today called
Goldilicious and Pinkalicious.
Yep, it's Goldilicious, part of the Pinkalicious books, and it is written by Victoria Kahn. All right, Melody, why don't you tell us a little bit about Goldilicious?
Goldilicious is a unicorn that no one could see.
Except who?
Pinkalicious.
Yeah? And what does Goldilicious do?
Goldilicious pees on the floor.
What? Why is that?
Because she eats.
Well, how does the story start off?
It starts off with Pinkalicious putting flowers on Goldie.
And what does her mommy say?
Her mom says there is no unicorn because that unicorn is invisible to her, but not invisible to Pinkalicious.
Okay. And what does Mommy tell Pinkalicious to do?
She tells her to go outside with Pinkalicious, and then they go outside.
Yeah. And on their way outside, what does Goldilicious do?
She goes pee on the floor.
Yeah. Can they see that pee?
No.
No. Because she's an invisible unicorn?
Yep.
Okay. So then what happens when they go outside?
Goldilicious balances on her one foot. Well, Pinkalicious spins on her two feet, and Goldilicious spins while staying balanced on one foot, and they're both wearing tutus.
Ah.
And Peter looks out the window and sees them doing that, and then Goldilicious is good at pink roller skating, and then after that, then they play hide and seek, and the unicorn's standing up on a wagon, and Pinkalicious can't find her.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, if you were hiding on a wagon, we'd probably be able to see you, huh?
Yeah.
When Goldilicious is found, does she get tagged right away?
No, she disappears.
Ah, that's right.
And they have a tea party after that, and Pinky Dirt comes over and tells Pinkalicious if she wants a cinnamon stick for her tea.
And is it a cinnamon stick?
No, it's a worm.
Oh, it's a worm. And then what happens?
And then he says, can I join that? He says that if he can join the tea party before that. And Pinkalicious says, no.
Because he brought a worm to the tea party?
Yeah. And then after that, she says Goldilicious will protect her. And then Peter says, not if I kidnapped her.
Who's he trying to kidnap?
Goldilicious. And he brings her to his treehouse.
Yeah,
but he calls it a palace.
A palace or a castle tower?
A castle tower.
Yeah. And then what does he do up in the castle tower?
He throws a bowl down at Pinkalicious, and Pinkalicious is still coming up the steps.
Yeah. And then Peter turns from a wizard into what? He turns into a pirate?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he threatens to make Goldilicious do what? Walk the plank. Now, what happened to Goldilicious? Did she stick around or did she disappear?
I don't know yet. And she disappeared and went into a pool and became a unicorn mermaid.
Oh my goodness. What do you call that? You call it a unimermaid?
Yeah.
Or a mermaidicorn?
Unimermaid.
Unimermaid. Nice.
And not only could she float on water, she can also float in the air.
Oh, yeah? What's she riding? Giant hot air balloon?
Yeah.
Nice.
And Pinkalicious says, come back. And Peter says, I'll kidnap her in the morning and bring her to Goldilicious. And then Goldilicious says, only if you can find her. And then she says that she becomes a cloud.
Yeah.
And then she says she becomes stars.
Yeah, and then what happens?
She has to go in, and then Goldilicious is actually waiting for her in bed.
Ah.
The end.
It's a very nice ending to a story. So do you like Goldilicious?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about Goldilicious?
That she turns into a unicorn mermaid.
Ah. So you were going to give this a score of 1 to 5. 5 being the best and 1 being the, I don't feel like reading it again. What would you give this? Would you read this again and again and again?
Yeah. Since I've read it like 11 times.
11 times? Oh my goodness. You really?
Maybe even 100.
Is there any other Pinkalicious books that you have?
Yeah. I have more of them, but they went back to the library.
Yeah. So you really like Pinkalicious. Is she your, like, your number one favorite thing to read?
Nope.
No?
My Little Pony is.
Ah. So then, would you say this is a 4-star book or a 5-star book?
A 10-star book.
A 10-star book. It's that good, huh? Mm. All right. So, careful. We almost lost the whole kit.
Yep.
All right. So, if you were talking to a friend at... stop touching. So, if you were talking to a friend at school or... At Awana or at the library, would you tell them about Goldilicious?
No.
No, why not?
Because it's my favorite.
Would you recommend them to read the book, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's really good. So, well, thank you, Melly, for sharing this book with us.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to talk about for Pinkalicious or Goldilicious? Okay. All right, well, this has been Comics with My Kids, and I'm Matt D.
And Melody D.
And you can find our show at the Comics Corner Box at comicscornerbox.blogspot.com. You can also find the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.